Today's message will come out of 1 Timothy 1:15. Verse 15 reads like this. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Paul, writing to Timothy, assures him that the gospel that he believes is of God. Men did not make this up. This is what Peter says in 2 Peter 1:16. Peter writes this, "But we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we've made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty." We didn't make this up. We have actually seen and touched and beheld the Lord Jesus Christ. This is what John says in 1 John chapter 1. Listen to this. "That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that you also may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son Jesus Christ." So Peter says that they have not followed cunningly devised fables. And John says, we are eyewitnesses. We've handled him. We've seen him. We've touched him. We know what we're talking about. If men made up the way God saves sinners, it would be by works. It would be by class distinction. It would not be for sinners. It would not be for the ungodly. But God in grace has purposed to save a multitude of sinners through his Son, Jesus Christ. He's going to make them trophies of his grace, and he's going to conform them to the image of his Son. He's going to populate heaven with a people just like his Son. Now, Paul says to Timothy here in his verse 15, this is a faithful saying. The gospel is a true report. It is a true message. It is a true message of grace and mercy. It is written in Isaiah 53, "Who hath believed our report or our message, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed?" The message we have to preach is one of grace, it's one of mercy, and it's true. It's true. And it's for sinners. It's for no one else but sinners. Christ died for sinners, and he's going to save every sinner for whom he died. God devised the gospel before the world began. The gospel was not an afterthought with God. It was not a knee-jerk reaction with God. Jesus Christ is called the Lamb of God slain before the foundation of the world. Now back to this report that Paul speaks of, or saying. It's a true saying or true report. It is a true report because it came from God who cannot lie. It is written in Hebrews 6:18, that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, it is impossible for Almighty God to tell a lie. The scripture says, let God be true and every man a liar. And then it is a faithful saying because it has never changed. The message is still the same today as it was from the beginning. It's a faithful saying. It has never altered. It has never been changed, altered. It's the same. It's a faithful saying. Abraham heard and believed the same gospel we hear and believe. It's not a different gospel. There was not a different gospel for the Old Testament and one for the New Testament. The Old Testament is the gospel in picture and in type. The New Testament is the gospel fulfilled in Jesus Christ. All those types and pictures fulfilled in him. Now this true saying, this true message of grace and mercy to sinners in the Lord Jesus Christ, it is worthy of all acceptation. The gospel fits all class of people. The rich, the poor, the young and the old, the educated and the uneducated. For all are dead in trespasses and sins. When we strip everyone down, we all come short of the glory of God. It does not matter what your education level is. It does not matter what part of society you've been brought up in. We all have come short of the glory of God. Now, it's worthy of all acceptation because of who it is about. The message of the gospel is about a person. It's not a system. It's not a system of doctrines to be believed. It's a person to be believed. Now, Christ is not without his doctrines or that is without his teaching, but salvation is to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not just to believe some facts. It's to believe on love the Lord Jesus Christ, God's only begotten Son. Listen to Paul in Romans chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God, which he had promised afore by his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, concerning his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead. But the gospel is concerning God Almighty's Son, Jesus Christ. The gospel is about a real living person, Jesus Christ. It's about his person. He's God. He's God manifested in the flesh. And he's a very real man. One of the old writers said, he is God, very God, as though he were not a man. And he's a man as though he were not God. But he is the God-man. He is the God-man. He is the Messiah. He is the Savior. He is the sacrifice. He is the atonement. He is the high priest. He is the altar. He is absolutely everything we need to stand before God. He is the righteousness of all whom he saves. He's their righteousness. We by nature, we have no righteousness. Self-righteousness is not righteousness. And it's about his mission. He came to save sinners. You will not read in the Word of God where Jesus Christ came into the world. That means he was in heaven. That's where he was. He was with the Father from the beginning. And he came from glory. And he came into this world, this fallen, ungodly world, this world of sinners who by nature hate God. The scripture says that the natural mind is enmity against God. He came into this world, and he came into this world on a mission. He came into this world to save sinners. And you'll not read where he came into this world to try and save. Jesus Christ has never, ever tried to save anyone. When the Lord's mercy is set on a man or woman, they are going to experience salvation. He's going to save them. It is written in Psalm 110, thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power. Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners. And sinners are going to be saved. But that's the only ones he's going to save is sinners. It says Christ died for sinners. Christ died for the ungodly. You will not read where he died for good people because there's not any. God said there's not any. God's the one that said that. There's none good, no, not one. He came to save sinners. The whole need not a physician. The sick do. He healed all that needed healing, it says in the Gospels. As many as needed healing, he healed. And then his mission is one of mercy and grace. It's not an offer and see what you're going to do with it. It is not what you're going to do with Jesus Christ. It's what is Jesus Christ going to do with you. Because his mission was to come into this world, save sinners, and to save sinners by his grace. It says in Ephesians 2, for by grace are you saved. That's how you're saved. If you're saved. And whomever he saves, he's saved by grace. It's not a cooperative effort on mine and his part. He does all the saving. All the saving is all of grace. Now, seeing that he has saved the chief of sinners, Paul said he was the chief of sinners. He'll have no problem saving anyone else. If he's already saved the chief of sinners, he can save me. He can save you. The Lord Jesus Christ came to the world to save sinners. If there's a sinner out there who needs his or her sins forgiven, but not only forgiven, but completely wiped away before God, because God's the only person I really have to stand before. There's over 7 billion people in this world, and I won't meet not even hardly a recognizable percentage, but I will meet God. Every person in this world will meet God. God is the last person, every living person on this earth that has lived, living, and ever shall live, will have to deal with God. God Almighty. Now listen, Jesus Christ came to save sinners. Are you a sinner? Now someone's going to say, everyone are sinners. In a sense, yes. But you just try to find one. A sinner is one, John Bunyan called it this way. John Bunyan called them Jerusalem sinners. It's like David. David said, against thee and thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight. Speaking of his sin with Bathsheba. He didn't blame God. Didn't blame his parents. Didn't blame circumstance. He didn't blame anyone but himself. This is when you take sides with God against yourself. You can go to prison. You can't find sinners. Everybody has a reason for why they are there. They have an excuse for why they did what they did. But a bona fide sinner, saved by the grace of God, makes no excuse. He knows, she knows, and if God condemns him or her and sends them to hell, he's a just God. Now that kind of sinner, God's going to save, because it's evident he's already started the work of grace, because it takes grace to come to that point. Listen to the scripture again, and I hope maybe the Lord will apply this to someone. This is a faithful saying worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. May the Lord bless you.